The heads of major oil companies testified today before a congressional committee looking into the Gulf oil spill. They include senior officials from BP who are in for tough questioning about the well where the oil is still leaking. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee says it's uncovered evidence that BP cut corners when it designed and built the well. Today, Lamar McKay, chairman of BP America, is expected to face tough questions about what happened. Jonna Byrne heads an investment advisory firm that focuses on energy companies.
BP will also have the challenges of having to, acknowledge past safety violations. So, invariably that will probably come up as part of the conversation or the inquiry.
Also testifying will be the CEOs of Shell, Chevron, and ConocoPhillips. The CEO of ExxonMobil, Rex Tillerson, will tell the committee that the incident represents a dramatic departure from the norm in the energy industry. With a moratorium on deepwater drilling in place, oil industry officials need to persuade Congress that the rig explosion was an anomaly, says Byrne.
The question will be for the industry is how can they address the concerns of safety and bring safety to a whole new level in the industry, and particularly as it relates to deep water drilling.
Later this week, BP Chairman Tony Hayward will testify at another hearing about the company's efforts to cap the well. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.